God's word is Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 24. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. This is the reading of God's word. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. So then, if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. It is truly the lamp upon our feet. Without it, we will be in total darkness. But Father, you have given to us your word, and we see clearly your Son, Jesus Christ. We also see clearly your kingdom that your Son has accomplished for us. And we also see clearly ourselves in that kingdom in Jesus Christ. Oh Father, let us understand and know and believe what has happened to us, who we are truly in Jesus Christ, so that we may be able, with that faith, witness who we are as we live our lives here on earth, to bring glory and honor to you. As we hear your word, let us be more and more like your Son. And Father, we pray that you will receive all the glory as we hear your word. We thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Through the Lord's Prayer, our Lord Jesus Christ has been teaching us what we are to seek as we live our lives here on earth as the citizens of the kingdom of God. We are to seek Jesus Christ himself, and we are to seek his kingdom. And he teaches us the same thing in our passage that we just read. He gives us three examples, and in each one of those examples, he gives us two choices. And we are to see what our choice must be. From verse 19 through verse 21, two choices are storing up for ourselves treasures on earth, or storing up ourselves treasures in heaven. And from verse 22 through 23, two choices are living with clear eyes or living with bad eyes. And in verse 24, God says we cannot serve two masters. Our master is either God or wealth of this world. So here, it's either or that. Either this or that. It is either Jesus Christ and heaven, or this world and the wealth of this world. There is no middle ground. Bible doesn't teach it. Verse 19. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. Brothers and sisters, of course we do need things of this world to live here on earth. However, storing up treasures of this world on earth is not the purpose of the citizens of heaven. Yes, we were taught to seek our daily bread. But that is just that. It is daily bread. We are not to gather more and more of things of this world. That is not the purpose why we live. Now in the world, we see this a lot. You know, newly married couple. What is their purpose? Well, among other things, they live to gather more of things of this world. Little bit bigger house, better car, more stuff to fill those bigger house. That's what is fun for them. What brings joy to their lives. But that's the world. That is not for the citizens of heaven. The treasures of this world are not eternal. They do not last. Proverbs 23, verse 4 and 5, do not weary yourself to gain wealth. Cease from your consideration of it. When you set your eyes on it, it is gone. For wealth certainly makes itself wings like an eagle that flies toward the heaven. People who live for the treasures of this world, they will see soon how that treasure just flies off and gone. And we saw that during last few weeks. We saw from fire how these people, they gather to get that dream house. They work to get that. And we're not saying that was wrong to do that, but what we're saying is that the treasure of this world is just not eternal. It will be gone. If not now, then soon. And if not soon, when Jesus Christ comes back, everything in this world will be burned up. You and I, we are not able to take anything of this world to heaven. And if this is how you live, if this is your purpose, you're going to be very disappointed. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 10 through 14. He who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves abundance with its income. This too is vanity. When good things increase, those who consume them increase. So what is the advantage to their owners except to look on? The sleep of the working man is pleasant, whether he eats little or much, but the full stomach of the rich man does not allow him to sleep. There is a grievous evil which I have seen under the sun, riches being hoarded by their owner to his hurt, when those riches were lost through a bad investment, and he had fathered a son, then there was nothing to support him. It is vanity. Verse 20 says, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. God says, we are to store up the treasures of heaven in heaven. And you might be asking yourself, what is it? What does it mean to store up treasures in heaven? How do we do that? Let us go to Matthew 19. Matthew 19. You know the story of the rich young ruler. So let me just read to you one verse in that section, verse 21. Jesus said to him, if you wish to be complete, go and sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. Verse 22 says, but when the young man heard this statement, he went away grieving, for he was one who owned much property. Oh, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, I sincerely pray that the gospel, when you hear the gospel, that you will not go home grieving because you just cannot forsake this world. Don't you think that is the worst thing that could happen to you? That when you hear the gospel, but it doesn't bring joy, but actually you grieve because you love this world so much. I cannot think of anything worse than that. I pray that none of you will go home grieving, hearing the gospel. Luke chapter 12. Verse 32. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has chosen gladly to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to charity. Make yourselves money belts which do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven. What is unfailing treasure in heaven? That you give what you have to others. Where no thief comes, nor near, nor moth destroy, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. These verses does not say to store up treasures of this world in heaven. We are to store up treasures in heaven, treasures of heaven. Then how do we do that? According to these two verses that we read, we store up treasures in heaven when we give out and share the treasures of this world to and with our neighbors. That is how you store up treasures in heaven. We give what we have received from God in this world to others. And that is how we store up treasures in heaven, according to the Bible. But the world is completely different. The sinful world, its purpose is storing up treasures of this world on earth. You heard this phrase, man with more toys win. That's what the world says. More things you have, more successful you are. But in our religion, more things you have and not share and not give out, you're completely failed to store up treasures in heaven. The treasures in heaven is eternal treasure. No one can take them away from you and from me. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 and 5 says, to obtain an inheritance, the treasures of heaven, which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Storing up treasures in heaven. Does this mean that we need to have so much of worldly things in order for us to store up many treasures in heaven? I always tell you, never use the measurement of the world to measure our religion. Do you remember that widow who gave 2 coins? She only gave to God 2 coins, and whereas all these other people, they gave so much. And yet, Jesus said, she gave the most. So you don't have to be rich to store up much treasure in heaven. We always said, right? It's not about how much you give. It's about how much is left. So if you have so much money and you give a lot, but you still have so much more, then you didn't really give a lot according to God. So let us never be, you know, impressed about these people who think that they give a lot because just amount is greater. But after they give, they have so much more left. Let's not fall into that. Because I see there's so many churches. It's not about how much is left, it's about the amount. They only look at the amount they give. And they become important people in the church. Let's never let that happen in this church. Even if you're poor, you could store up much treasure in heaven. But you have to give. You have to share. God gave it to you to do that. Don't think that you have much because of your own skills and your own ability. Or you say to yourself, I work so hard for those. You know, there are millions and millions of people out there in the world who work much harder than you and they don't have what you got. Verse 21 says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." If your treasure is on earth, then your heart will be here on earth. If your treasure is in heaven, then your heart will also be in heaven. I mean, it's so easy concept. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 3. "Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Here, as our Lord commands for us to store up treasures in heaven, He proclaims the coming of the new age, the coming of the kingdom of God, coming of heaven. Because in the Old Testament, the enjoyment of the blessings of God was to store up treasures on earth. It's about how much you have in the land of Canaan. The Old Testament, if you're blessed, then you are rich in the land of Canaan. So back then, the enjoyment of the blessing of God was to store up treasures on earth. You have to have much here to show that God actually blessed you in the Old Testament. So think about the surprise these Jewish people in hearing what Jesus Christ actually says. He says, do not store up treasures on earth, but store up treasures in heaven. Oh, new teaching. What is Jesus doing? He's proclaiming the coming of the new age. Those old age is passed away. Heaven has come. And the storing up of treasure is in the true Canaan, the true promised land, heaven. In the Old Testament, Canaan was pointing to heaven. So at that level, you have to store up treasure in that land. But for us, the true land is heaven. Understand what Jesus is saying and why He is saying. And by saying it, what is He proclaiming? What is He saying to us that He has accomplished? The kingdom of God has come. And we must store up treasures there in the kingdom of God in heaven. Verses 22 and 23, "The eye is the lamp of the body. So then if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? The eye is the lamp of the body. The eye is the lamp of the heart." The Greek word that is translated clear can be translated many different ways. NIV translates it good, good eyes. ESV translates it healthy eyes. NTL translates it pure eyes. But King James, this time, King James has the best translation. It has translated that word into single focus. We saw the similar thing when we studied chapter 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart. There, the word pure means what? Single heart. The pure in heart means there, the single heart, not double-minded. Do you remember that? James chapter 1, verse 8 says, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. So in our verse, clear eye is a single focused eye, not double focused. Where do you have your focus? Here on earth? And the treasure of this world? Or Jesus Christ and heaven? Because if your eyes are single focused, then the light is in you. But if you live with double focus, then you live as if you do not belong to heaven, but that darkness is in you. Where is your focus, brothers and sisters? Here on earth or on Jesus Christ and His kingdom? Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18 says, while we look, our focus, not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So here's a picture of true Christian. We focus on the things that are not seen. Things of heaven. Because things which are seen are temporal. And verse 24 says, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. But so many of us will say, oh, you know, I like wealth. Yeah, I like things of this world, but I don't hate God. Are you denying what God is saying? That you're above the Word of God. Bible is very clear. You cannot serve two masters. For either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to one and despise the other. In Luke chapter 16, verse 14, the Pharisees are described as people who were lovers of money. Let us go to 1 Timothy chapter 6. First Timothy chapter 6. Verse 6. But godliness actually is a means of grace gained when accompanied. Great gain, a means of great gain when accompanied by contentment. For we have brought nothing into the world, so we cannot take anything out of it either. If you have food and covering, with these we shall be content. Brothers and sisters, do you have food and covering? And I believe you do. And with these we shall be content. But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare, and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil, and some by longing for it have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. James chapter 5. James chapter 5 verse 1. Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries which are coming upon you. Your riches have rotted, and your garments have become moth-eaten. Your gold and your silver have rusted, and their rust will be a witness against you and will consume your flesh like fire. It is in the last days that you have stored up your treasure. Do you understand? The end has come. By the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the end has come. The period in which you cannot store up treasure on earth has come. Do you understand what has happened? You are living in the end. And this period, this end period that you are living in, it is the period which you cannot store up treasures on earth. That period has come. Galatians chapter 6 verse 14b says, the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Do you understand what Jesus Christ has accomplished? Through the cross, you have been crucified to the world and world to you. You are dead to the world and world is dead to you. And if you are not like that, then you are not Christian. So understand what is your reality. Understand what kind of age do you live in? That is why 1 John chapter 2 verse 15 says, do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. James chapter 4 verse 4b, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend with the world makes himself an enemy of God. Very serious. Is that how you live out there? You want to be friend to the world? You want world to receive you as a friend? The Bible says then you are an enemy of God. Brothers and sisters, I'm not making these up. You have to understand the will of God for you as a citizens of this great kingdom of God. Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 25. It's talking about Moses by faith. Moses choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward, looking to heaven. Go to Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. Well, let's read chapter 2 first. Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich. Understand the true rich, true wealth. It's not about having wealth of this world. Yes, world will recognize you as a rich person if you have things of this world. But that is not how God sees you. Here it says you are great poverty, but you are rich. And if you go to chapter 3 of Revelation, verse 17, because you say, see, these people say, I am rich. Why? Because they have things of this world and have become wealthy and have need of nothing. And you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. The true poverty is being rich, only rich in the things of this world. He is the poorest man. What are we to seek in our life? Verse 33, which you will see next week, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. And there the word first is not temporal in terms of time. You know, you seek this first, then next you seek the world. No, that's not what God is saying. There, the first, the most important thing, the primary seeking, His kingdom and His righteousness. We're not saying earning a lot of money is bad. But as you earn much, do not store up yourselves for yourselves treasure on earth. But give out and share to store up much treasures in heaven. We are called to be like our Lord Jesus Christ. We are called to the life of Christ. Live the very life of Christ. And you know already, He only had one master, His Father. He only had one focus. And He came to give us His treasures, the treasures of heaven. And brothers and sisters, this is the good news that God is calling you to be like Him. To live the very life of Christ. And like I said before, brothers and sisters, the worst thing that could happen here today is that you hear the gospel and you go out grieving because you love the world so much. Because that is your purpose. The world. That would be tragic. But be happy and joyous, brothers and sisters. He's calling you to live this kind of life because you do not belong here. You do not belong to this world. You belong to Him. You belong to heaven. Of course, this kind of message will be unpopular. Because so many people come to church so they could gain the world. They seek Christ because they believe that Christ will give them the world. But that is not what the Bible teaches, brothers and sisters. How are we to live? Will you live to store up treasures on earth? You will be disappointed. But be glad and be joyous. We are to live a life that belongs to heaven. Even as we live our lives here, we live as citizens of heaven. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank You. We thank You for this wonderful life in Jesus Christ. Life that belongs to heaven. Bless us and pour out Your grace upon us that we may store up treasures in heaven. by giving what you have given to us, to others, by sharing with our neighbors. Let us serve you and you alone. And with one focus, focused on the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us store up much treasure in heaven to bring glory and honor to you. Bless us. Bless your church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.